This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, the dangers of poisonous plants for pets and unique gifts for pet moms. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Help your dog from the inside out with Canniotic Daily Probiotic for Dogs. Canniotic's superior and exclusive technology makes it the only dog probiotic from the dog for the dog. Your dog's gastrointestinal tract is important to their well-being, and a daily dose of Canniotic is one easy way you can support it. Canniotic, C-A-N-I-O-T-I-C, is available on Chewy.com. Add it to your cart today and give it a try.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting, with our pet tip of the week. And Monica, even though it's January here, we're in the South, so we kind of like plan things to get some plantings already ready. We may have a different environment than people who are like in snow area or in different areas of the country. But one thing that we need to be aware of, even as we're planning, whether you're in the warm weather or whether you're getting ready to plant in the spring, if you're not in such warm weather, but you need to plan ahead because there's so many plants out there that can be toxic to our pets. Can you tell us about that?
The Pet Poison Helpline gets calls, I mean, dozens of phone calls every day from the reports from dog and cat owners, you know, with that, oh my gosh, my cat just ate a lily, or, you know, my dog ate this plant, is it poisonous? They said it has a huge, huge percentage of their daily pet poison issues. So they compiled a list of their top 10 poisonous plants when it comes to our pets. That way pet owners, you know, kind of have a guideline of what they should not plant in their area or have in their homes if they have pets. So some of these toxicities can range from, you know, things as benign as, you know, drooling or, you know, excessive salivation, vomiting, and then it gets to be more severe. Then we go into, you know, gastrointestinal bleeding, liver damage, kidney damage, respiratory failure. So there's a, you know, sliding scale on these. But the top 10 that they have on here that people are having issues with is the first one is the autumn crocus. So I guess there's two crocus plants, one that blooms in the spring and the other in the autumn. But the autumn crocus is a definite toxicity. And I know the spring autumn crocus or the spring crocus is one of the more common toxicity, you know, levels of the crocus. They said that the autumn crocus is more toxic, but they do have more cases of ingestion of the spring crocus because I guess it's a more popular plant. Hmm. Another one is azaleas. The azaleas are a highly, you know, common plant that, you know, pets are ingesting. It takes only, this is a little bit as far as 0.2% of the plant to be ingested per body weight to show a poisoning. So 0.2% based on the pet's body weight, that's the, you know, as little of, you know, that we're talking about like a leaf, a set, you know what I mean? A petal. And they're getting, you know, vomiting, loose stools, excessive drooling. And they said that some pets that had higher ingestions of azaleas, so a higher amount of the plant, some were actually having, you know, coma issues. And, you know, some unfortunately, you know, being fatal.
My whole yard's full of azaleas, so.
Yeah, so that's a big one to watch. Another one is, and I think I might butcher the name of this one, cyclamen. It's C-Y-C-L-A-M-E-N. Yeah, they say it's a, you know, a regular, you know, house plant, very pretty, commonly sold in supermarkets. It can sometimes also be called a Persian violet or soy bread, but it contains sapamins, which is a part of the plant that's found like, and they're called tubers or roots. And when they're chewed or ingested by dogs or cats, it can lead to, you know, drooling, vomiting, loose stool. And then again, larger ingestions can cause cardiac problems. Mm. So heart rates, and abnormal heart rates, rhythms, seizures. The next one on the list is daffodils. And I know daffodils can be, you know, another common, you know, plant in a lot of yards and households. The next one, another one that I may butcher the name of, Diefenbachia, D-I-E.
Oh, yeah, the Diefenbachia, yeah.
Yeah, F-F-E-N-B-A-C-H-I-A. But very popular in homes and offices. It's a nice, you know, greenery. But some of the species contain insoluble crystals in the leaves that are calcium oxalate. So chewing and biting on the plant releases the crystals, which penetrate, you know, tissues, resulting in, you know, in the injury of the dogs and cats. Not only with the, it can cause a lot of, like, the pets to start pawing at their face. It'll have, like, oral pain in the area of ingestion, so the mouth. But drooling, foaming, vomiting, and you can actually get swelling of the pet's lips, mouth, and the airway.
Well, and I think a lot of homes have that, Monica, the Diefenbachias.
So these are all really common plants mm-hmm. that, you know, a lot of people just don't realize, you know, have a lot of toxic issues with our pets. The next one is Kalanchoe. It's a K-A-L-A-N-C-H-O-E, really pretty. Another common household plant. It has hundreds of flowers, and they range in colors. So it comes in like red, yellow, pink. And they're all parts of this plant are considered toxic. So even the water from the vase, if drank, can cause toxic issues when it comes wow. to this one. And this one causes heart arrhythmias, but it also causes an electrolyte imbalance in our pets. The next one on their list is lilies. You know, I know we've talked about lilies before, and lilies are, you know, a fairly known cause of, you know, toxicity in our pets. But lilies, you know, definitely on that list. Oleanders. I know oleanders are popular outdoor shrubs. Mm-hmm. But oleanders can actually be toxic to our pets. All part of the plant, no matter what part is chewed, can be toxic to our pets. And the same thing with the calico, the oleander water. So if you have them in a vase, even the water can be toxic to our pets and oleanders. Oleanders cause severe vomiting. They slow the heart rate down and have caused fatal problems in pets.
Wow, and that's very common down here.
The last two on their top 10 list, the sago palm, you know, of course, very popular in warmer climates. Sorry, but it can be very harmful to our pets. So the parts of the sago palm that are considered poisonous Of course, with the seeds and nuts being the toxic part of the plant, it contains thiacin, which is the active toxic ingredient or toxin agent, in the sago palms, but it results in liver failure in dogs, GI upsets, drooling, not having any appetite, vomiting, loose stool. But within 15 minutes, you know, as fast as 15 minutes, they can start having severe reactions to it. And some of those reactions can include like central nervous system signs. So weakness, ataxia, tremors, seizures, and even been seen to have long-term effects on the pet's body, such as liver failure.
Mm. I think and that there was on the news not too, I think it might have been a year or so ago, that someone lost their pet to, eating, I don't know if it was a sago palm leaf or there was something with the sago palm. I'd never even heard of them before. So that's, and they're very common down here.
And we've seen a lot of foreign body ingestions with them too, because they'll eat like the seed part and the nut parts, and sometimes they get stuck as well. So not only being a toxic issue, but they can, you know, become enlarged, enlarged in, you know, the intestines and the stomach. Wow. And things of that nature. And then last but not least on their list is our tulips and our hyacinths. So I know tulips, you know, a lot of people, you know, are aware of that, but toxic principles of these plants are mainly in the bulb. It can cause drooling, vomiting, loose stool. Depending on how much is consumed, it can become a little more toxic, obviously, the more that they get into. But they say for tulips and hyacinths, if you can rinse out the mouth quickly after they eat it, it does actually help with some of the toxic side effects. So definitely if your pet does get into it, you know, try to, you know, rinse out the mouth as soon as possible. But most likely, you know, it's vomiting, things of that nature, dehydration, things of that, you know, are common side effects when it comes to tulip and hyacinth and ingestion.
These are all really great. And some of them are house plants. Some of them are outdoor plants. Some of them, we plant the bulbs in the spring, no matter where you live. I mean, there's a lot here. This is really great, Monica, because on some of them, wasn't even aware of them. And I'm pretty aware of a lot of the stuff, but the lilies and some of the other ones I knew about, but some of these in here I wasn't aware of, daffodils, tulips, things like that, but this is really great information. So for those of you that are planning your spring planting, or if you're looking to get some plants in your houses because we're home more, this is great information. And Monica, I thank you a lot. Hopefully we'll save some catastrophes with our pets interacting with these plants now that we're aware of the dangers of what they could do.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I saw that list, I was very surprised by some of them.
Yeah, me too. I mean, there's just some of them that I have a couple of them that I saw in here that I wasn't even aware of. So, and some of them are so beautiful. I have them on our lanai and stuff, but they're up. We have a huge potting thing that, you know, everything's up pretty high. But just to think that they are dangerous. And sometimes we think of our pets, but there's also wildlife that run in our yards and stuff. And if they take some of it, something can happen to them. So I think it's very important to be aware of what we're planting or putting in our yards, not only in our homes, because we can kind of control a little more what goes on in our homes, but the animals, like we have a lot of wild animals in and out of our yard. So this is great information. As always, I thank you, and you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Maria Miss Olive here to announce the release of the second book in the Doggy Diva Diary series, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Friends, a story about Miss Olive's encounters with bullying at a dog park and how she learns a life lesson. Please check out the original award-winning book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, which is a story about adoption and rescue. Both books are available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And please visit thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, if you're a pet parent, you could also be known as a dog mom. Stay tuned.
For those fortunate to have experienced the deep bond and unconditional love of a companion animal, the death that follows can be one of the most difficult and misunderstood losses to go through. Many times, this devastating loss goes unrecognized and trivialized by family and friends, leaving grieving pet parents struggling to find healthy ways to cope with the loss. In And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal for healing the loss of a pet, Dr. Julianne Corbin calls attention to the difficulties unique to the loss of a beloved pet and provides an interactive and compassionate guide to help you process your loss and work towards coming to a place of peace and healing. For those interested in journal therapy and looking for a professionally written and compassionate resource to help understand and reconcile the grief associated with the loss of your pet, this book is for you. And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal by Julianne Corbin, is now available for purchase on Amazon and other major book retailers.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Dog Moms Lifestyles is passionate about helping dog moms see themselves the way their dogs see them. This innovative and unique company achieves this by connecting dog moms with like-minded community of women. And together with their pups, unbox surprises every month from the comfort of their homes while paying it forward to animal welfare. And during these times, what an uplifting and positive way to connect, because we don't always get to physically connect. So our guest is going to explain to us this, about this wonderful community and this wonderful opportunity so that all of us out there as dog moms can connect together in a really positive way. And we are so happy to have with us the founder of Dog Mom Lifestyles, Jocelyn Mizrahi. Welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, Jocelyn.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
I'm so excited.
Now, as a self-described serial entrepreneur, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your dogs, too, of course?
Sure. Oh, goodness. Talking about myself, it's always that seems to be the hardest. Well, you know, honestly, my background is finance. It's completely opposite than anyone would think. And I was doing finance for about 20 years. And I just, you know, I have four dogs at home. So that should have been a clue. But, you know, it just always, anything dog related, it just connected with me throughout those 20 years. And I started with one dog, two dog, and then it was four, and they're all rescues. I kind of learned, you know, about the rescues and fostering when I moved to Manhattan back in 2000. And because of that, it just opened up a whole new world for me. So long story short, about 3 years ago, I just decided that I wasn't happy anymore doing finance and insurance. I mean, I did them both, but I just wasn't happy anymore. And in the sense that I wanted to work with dogs, but also with dog moms, because that's what I was around all the time when I really sat down and thought about it. So, you know, I had some ideas and I put them together, and here we are. You know, it was just an idea. And now it's become a company, Dog Mom Lifestyles. And I even put together another business, which is called Boo Dog Lifestyles, where that's more about donating 50% of profits to animals. So I really wanted to do a business where I give back. And with Dog Mom, I give $1 per box back. But I'm giving back to the community that actually introduced me to this whole new world. And I couldn't be more grateful.
Well, we're very grateful that as a dog mom, speaking on behalf of dog moms, I'm glad that you had a career change and did this, because you've, as I said in my intro, you've not only created this wonderful community, but you're paying it forward, which means so much to rescue moms such as myself. Now, can you tell us about Dog Moms Lifestyles?
Yes, absolutely. So what my goal is really to connect dog moms to a deeper self-care ritual, really, every month, and healthy habits with their dogs. And to do that, to me, I thought having a monthly ritual. Every month that you do, this happens to be a box in this case, but every month you're spending time with your dog and being able to connect with your dog and also having an online community of like-minded women. So it's all about connecting with women and connecting on a deeper level with yourself and your dog, even if it's like that 10 minutes or 15 minutes and it's once a month, it's still a precious 15 minutes. And that was really my main focus of the business.
Getting dog subscription boxes myself for, you know, different things. I noticed that with Dog Moms Lifestyle Boxes, they are very different and unique, offering so much more because you offer it not only for our dogs, but for us pup mothers also. And again, I talked about this great community that you've created. You offer so much more in your boxes. It's more of an enrichment almost for us dog moms, giving us a better sense of a connection to our dogs. Could you just tell the listeners a little bit about that?
So one of the things to me that makes us different and the things that I noticed other boxes didn't have was something to kind of connect to once you open the box. I mean, a lot of boxes are just dog toys and there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, I love that too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For my dogs. But what I wanted to do is when you, as a dog mom, as you open that box, I'm trying to bring you to either a different place, maybe around the world, around the United States, or just a theme. It could be as simple as, let's say for, you know, February, it's all about love and happiness. So it could be something that's as simple as that. And what happens is when you open the box right away, like an example here, Explore Fall, the New England Way box for November. And with that particular box, it was specific to New England, but it still gave the mother a story about New England on the card inside and about each item and why each item was placed in the box and kind of what to do with it. So that was one thing. But the second thing that's even much bigger to me than that is that every box has a story. Every single month, there's an insert. And what my business does is I pick a shelter that's usually based on the speaker where they live, whatever state or country that might be. And I pick a story, a rescue story from that shelter. And I actually put an insert about a story of a rescue of a dog. And this way, you're able to read this story from the shelter and then kind of connect and have a joyous moment because they're all, you know, they're all positive stories. But of course, you know, when you're rescuing, it doesn't start out that way, maybe for the dog. So it's kind of their journey and then your journey with them together to get, you know, to find each other. So those two things to me is really a big differentiator than the other boxes. And besides that, I guess the other big thing too is, you know, a lot of times we as dog moms, we help everyone and we just don't really see ourselves actually just the way our dogs see us. Mm-hmm. It's almost, you know, I call it imperfectly perfect, where no one's perfect and that's okay. And if we could actually stop for a minute and think and look at the way our dog looks at us, it's almost when they look at us, it's perfect, but, you know, it's so simple. It's a simplicity and we just sometimes don't take that moment. But if we do, which I'm trying to have, you know, dog moms do, I'm hoping that connection in that moment, even if it's once a month or on the Facebook group, you know, that connection's made and you're feeling better about yourself if you're having a bad day.
And that's so important because, and another thing that I want everyone to know is these just aren't boxes that are just generically sent out. You actually personalize notes. As you said, you incorporate things as to where, you know, the rescue is. You take it to the next level. But another thing that I appreciate that you do, Jocelyn, is you have these workshops. And I think that it's so important, again, in these very uncertain times, it's very hard sometimes to physically connect with people. So you're bringing all of this opportunity to us as dog moms to work within a community of dog lovers. And also you're offering these workshops that that is myself and I'm sure others that are in your group appreciate. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that I wanted to do was, and I was thinking, how do I connect all these dog moms together? Because some people just like to be quiet and see what everyone writes, and other people, they're, you know, posting pictures of their dogs every single day. So I decided that I wanted to have a speaker once a month that would come on onto the Facebook community. And right now it's Facebook Live, and every speaker is going to be different. So we have a speaker that, let's say this month that came, and she's going to talk about dog moms that are on the run, that are really busy, and a way to find a way in your home to kind of just have a place for yourself where you can have a little bit of peace. You don't have to remodel or anything, mm-hmm. but just there's ways to do things, you know, besides the way sometimes we normally think. And, so that was something important to me. And it might be even a trainer that comes on one month, someone else about elderly dogs, you know, how to take care of their joints or how to take better pictures with your phone. but I wanted to have a speaker every month that connected to dog moms in some way and also touched upon dogs. So this way, as a community, hopefully people would ask questions and they'd interact more. And maybe one day leading to, you know, an in-person conference or something. But that was amazing.
I'm waiting for those days to come back.
I'm scared to actually say that because I'm like, I had a plan, but.
I know. It's kind of like we had to go a different route. But that's why what you're doing is so perfect. So can you tell us how the subscription box works?
It's pretty simple. You go online to dogmomlifestyles.com and you just pick out, there's two, you know, a couple of different boxes. One that's, they're both the ultimate dog mom box, but depending if you have one dog or two dogs or more, you can pick the package that's right for you. There's even a, there's a monthly and then there's a quarterly box for some people that just don't want something every month. This way quarterly, they get a bigger box, and pretty much it's just, you know, either paying once a month or every quarter. And that way you're involved in everything. So the minute you sign up and a box comes to you, and I usually call them a ritual box, because for me, it's a ritual that you're doing every month or every quarter. And, you know, with that said, that box really represents to me a shelter or a rescue or help, because every box, I donate a dollar to the rescue of that month. So the more we grow, the more money goes to those rescues, depending on whichever one is that particular month. So that's kind of how the box itself, you know, the membership works and the box. And when you're a member, you have access to the community on Facebook, the speakers every month, and to everything else that hopefully we'll be able to offer, as I said, conferences and things later on.
With Valentine's Day coming up, February is kind of an important month. So I thought this would be a perfect time to bring you on, because if anyone's looking for a Valentine gift for another dog mom or a dog lover, or if you're looking for a gift for your Valentine, or if you're just looking to gift yourself, it's a perfect time of year to start this. So I think that it'd be great as a gift idea, or just to gift ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. For Valentine's Day. I mean, you know, one of the things I'm thinking is for women to hint to their husbands and boyfriends, like, you know, they want to be part of dog mom lifestyle.
I did it already.
No, that's perfect. I think that's the best way. Or just go ahead and treat yourself. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is not only is February Valentine's Day, but in actuality, on the 20th of February, just like there's Mother's Day in May, we have Dog Mother's Day, literally in February. And a lot of people don't realize that, but it's a February thing. It happens every year. And everyone really celebrates it as, you know, your dog mom, and mm-hmm. that's okay. So that's also another fun thing about February. So it's a great reason to treat yourself. And again, for someone to treat you.
Yes. And thank you for recognizing that and acknowledging it, because sometimes us dog moms kind of get lost in the weeds, you know? So I think that that's such a wonderful thing. And like I said, Valentine's Day and Dog Mom's Day, but a really special time. And again, you could ask for it as a gift or just gift yourself. I mean, it's something to look forward to. And reading the comments that you have on your website, it seems like such a joy for everyone to anticipate the box and to open it and to see that personal note from yourself. It brings the subscription box idea to a whole new level. And speaking of that, you'd mentioned that you could get it monthly. You mentioned that you could get it quarterly. Can you upgrade your subscription option at any time?
Yes, you can upgrade your subscription. So anytime that you want, you're able to go online and either pause it or upgrade it. And if you have the normal monthly box and you want to upgrade, so quarterly you receive every quarter, the extra VIP bonus is matching accessories for you and your dog. So that's the big thing. So you can upgrade to have that. So every quarter, not only are you getting your box every month, but every quarter you'll get the matching accessories as well. And you can do, again, as I said, one dog, two. We even have a lot of people that have, of course, more than two dogs. But again, they do it for one or two and they're okay with that, even though they have a big pack.
Yes, it's a pack.
Yes. No, I'm like, I can't do four. You know, that would be a lot coming through that door. But this way, it's something special, you know, for each dog, or maybe we always have different dogs that like different things. Not all the dogs like toys. And so that way you can kind of, you know, give everything precisely.
So where can the listeners go to learn more about you, Dog Mom's Lifestyle, and how to place their order for these amazing subscription boxes?
Well, basically, all you need to do is two ways. You can go to dogmomlifestyles.com and you can go right to the website and you know, see everything and read what we're about. Or you can even go to our Facebook page and just see people, you know, commenting on there, and then also just go ahead and subscribe through Facebook. And even on CrateJoy, we're on CrateJoy, and we have again, you know, reviews on there, and you can order your box through there. But I recommend just going directly to the website, because that way you're able to really see everything. And our blogs and our stories of our rescues every month on there as well.
Yeah, it's great and very inspirational. And now before we go, Jocelyn, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I guess the biggest thing for me is that sometimes, you know, we spoil our dogs, but we forget about ourselves. And I think we do because we don't want to spend money on ourselves. And I think that we find it hard to indulge in simple pleasures for ourselves. And with this ritual box, my goal is this way, your dog is getting something, but also it helps you establish a ritual even for yourself. Even if it's, you know, it's usually a self-care item. And even if it's a bath or lotion or something personal, you're doing something for yourself. And I thought, to me, that was the most important thing that the dog mom gets out of this. It's not just about the dog. It's about her too. And I'm hoping that this way, they won't, you know, dog moms won't feel as guilty because it's for both of them. It's not just for the dog.
That's so important. So, yeah, that's very, very important. Great message to get across. And Jocelyn, I want to thank you today for being our guest and for creating this unique and uplifting pup and Pup Mom inspired subscription box. And during these challenging times that we're living in right now, a positive online community for us pup moms all over the world is so appreciated. And I also want to thank you because this is very important to me and to a number of rescue moms. Thank you for paying it forward to pets in need, because in receiving each one of your boxes and opening it up and anticipating it, we also know we'll be paying it forward, which even makes it more special. So I thank you for doing that. You're doing a great thing, and not only for our dogs, but also for us dog mom. So as speaking on behalf of being a dog mom, I totally appreciate and I thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much. It touches me. That's what I want to be able to do. So thank you very much for your comments.
Oh, our pleasure. And thank you for being our guest. We'll be back in just a moment.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.